Does emotion trump logic? Or does logic trump emotion? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. And today, I want to help you understand how you can make more of an emotional impact on your team. Just think about this scenario. Someone you encounter is really upset and frustrated and emotional. Is that the time when you can just talk to them rationally and logically? I don't think so, and I know you don't think so either. So what do you do to have an emotional impact on people? Because even the most logical people tend to actually be more emotional than even they would admit. So first thing is, when you do encounter someone who is really emotional and you really want to sit down and talk to them in a calm way, you first got to let them vent that emotion out. If you've ever interrupted somebody who's upset, you know it just goes on and on and on. But if you let them actually finish and you stay relatively quiet, then when they get it all off their chest, out of their system, you can then have a good, logical, calm conversation and acknowledge the fact that they're upset and what you can do about it. Now, overall though, even if someone isn't upset, how do you make more positive emotions occur in your team? Because I think you'd agree that people who make you feel good about yourself or make you feel good about being part of a group, that actually has a big influence on how much you like that group, how much you don't avoid trying to get together with those people or go to those meetings. So really, if we could all be better at creating a better emotional impact on people, we'd be more successful. So I've got a few tips for you. Number one is, can you create this sense of belonging? Now, belonging is interesting. We as human beings have this need to be a collective. We want to work together with people. And if someone makes us feel welcome in a group and treats us well, and that could mean, you know, finding out about how people are feeling and noticing when they're not really themselves and bringing that out and paying attention to some of their personal needs and what's going on in their life, all that can create this sense of belonging. And you as a supervisor, as a frontline leader, can create that sense of belonging by making sure that you're not playing favorites, that you're not splitting your team into subgroups where it's very cliquey or clicky. So belonging is number one. Number two is emotion should include some form of encouragement. You know, the problem generally isn't that people think too highly of themselves. The problem is people have a lot of self-doubts. There's even something called the imposter syndrome, which makes people think that they're not even as worthy as the things that they're trying to do when other people look at them and say, "You're amazing." So your team may actually lack self-confidence and have doubts about their effectiveness. So with them, you definitely want to be encouraging. Even your newer workers, it's already stressful enough when you join a company for the first time, your newer workers need to hear from you as their leader. Hey, how are they coming along? How are they learning the job? So be sure to interact with them and give them the positive encouragement they need, which acts as fuel for future success. The third and final tip is remember that emotion is also influenced by momentum. We've talked about this in other leader feeders. When you're trying to make change happen, it's important to acknowledge the progress along the way. So if you as a leader know that the team has hit some important milestones or achievements on their way to a bigger project, you need to bring that to their attention. By letting them know that they're actually making good progress, that the momentum is going in their favor, it will encourage them to keep moving forward, and they're going to want to achieve even more for you as their leader. So by making positive emotional events happen for your team so that they feel good about working with you as their leader, also working with their coworkers, solving problems together, it's going to make for a very positive culture in your department. Now, once you've figured out how to have positive emotional interactions with your team and help them to feel good about working with you and others, you're going to want to work on some of your other leadership characteristics, and of course, we're here for you. You can access our training, whether it be live in person or on site, one of our public workshops, or perhaps through our virtual training studio where we beam in over the internet to deliver our training to your team, or you can access our on-demand products at our website, uniquedevelopment.com. And remember to connect with us on social media, on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and yes, now even Instagram. And of course, I want to be your partner in performance and help you on every stage of your leadership journey.